The Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Well done. Thank you for downloading, listener, and
we
being here.
You, yes.
And you are top shelf listeners.
Nicely said, Al. We do appreciate all of you. And if you could tell a mate, that would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Do you appreciate, not appreciate?
Look, I now say appreciate because every time I used to say appreciate, my son would giggle and tell all his friends to laugh at me. He thinks it's appreciate.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
What do you say, Al?
Appreciate.
Yeah.
Don't look at Spider. You don't know what the word means.
Come on, say it.
So how do you get
I'd say appreciate.
What do you say?
Appreciate.
I know.
Yeah, we all say appreciate, but some people do say appreciate.
I say
appreciation when I'm being a dick.
Yeah. No, that's fair call.
Show some appreciation.
I will.
Hey, appreciate what's coming up in this podcast. Flan, your driveway at home, it's not what it used to be.
Dangerous place, Al. Lucky to be alive. I've had two serious accidents in my driveway.
And how's your shade sale going in your chook shed?
Both rooted. And here's the thing. I got a perfectly good chook shed from Brisbane and then brought it back down the highway and not all of it arrived, to be honest.
Aren't we going to hear this?
Huh? Yeah, we are.
No, that's the idea of the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thanks. Stop asking me questions, Al.
Sorry, for God's sake.
I'm going to answer them if you ask them.
You do ask the Gold Coast, have you had any driveway disasters? And a good mate of yours, too, is Oscar Buzz, who will be on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Look, he's not happy about Oppenheimer women. That's the word.
Yep. Well, Wimmers.
Hey, only Wimmers listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Also coming up in the podcast, the fitness campaign, 15 kilos.
Yeah, 15 kgs. I've got some. Serious work.
It's got to be 10 years you've been in the fitness protection program. Yeah. So I'm proud of you. You're working hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've got to work harder.
You're a wimmer, mate.
Okay.
We're all wimmers.
Yeah. Spider.
Yes, Al.
What's your spray about today?
Please don't ask questions because they're going to listen.
All right. Yeah. That coming up as part of the podcast. And the villain of Married at First Sight that, do we all watch it? Well, a lot of people do. Millions
a lot of people do.
Jack.
Yeah.
What's he all about?
Oh, who cares? Back to my chook shed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jack's on the show later, podcast. Anyway, you know what I mean.
Would you say Jack's a wimmer?
Would you ever put a fox in the chook shed?
Fox?
But the nice part is I'm a lazy man and foxes will find their own way in there. So it's all good.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah. My wife's very worried that the chooks are going to get eaten.
By snakes?
It's me that they've got the biggest danger from, if you really think about it. No, I just want egg-laying chooks.
Can you eat those chooks, though, seriously?
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Producing eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after they produce eggs, can you buffer up their thighs a bit? Bit of satay.
Chicken korma.
Does sound a
I love
bit,
chicken.
Sounds so sexy for me. I just want to get eggs.
Yeah.
You know what I found amazing? We don't see that here.
No.
But how raw when you do travel overseas.
Because
I was in India for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And... you want chicken? There's chicken.
There's just chicken everywhere,
there's
isn't
chicken
there?
Absolutely everywhere. But, and everyone
but
always says
it's all live.
Oh.
And then they're like, this one? Oh. And I'm like, you know. No.
Seriously.
Like, do they then go, bang.
And then it's just done.
Chop its head off. And then suddenly there it is. Cook it up for you right then and there.
I suppose if it's alive, you don't have to refrigerate it for a start.
Well, that's half the battle.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's with a lot of their meat and seafood.
Yeah, right.
A bit of a concern, though. Is this the same country where just blokes just go on the side of the road
and hang a wizard
to the toilet?
Yeah.
Is that same bloke then touching your chicken?
100%.
He's got wee hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
They call it wizard chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
get your hands off your giblets before you manage my chicken, thanks.
Yes. I'll have two wizard chickens, thanks.
Yeah, I'll have
wizard
the
with a bit of spice.
Extra hot wizard chicken.
Yeah, crispy.
Yeah.
WFC, I love it.
UFC, Wizard Fry. All right, here it is. Let's get into it, hey. This is the 92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast Show podcast with Flan, Alley and Spider.
I chucked it around the office a couple of days ago. Have you ever had a driveway disaster? Your own driveway. I heard that stat that most accidents happen within a kilometre of your own home. And then I went digging and I found a lot happened in your own driveway.
Can we start?
Yeah.
with you.
Go on then.
Surely something's happened. talk us through your driveway mishaps because that'd be pretty consistent.
I had a fascinating night where I went up to see Beauty and the Beast up at QPAC, and my buddy, my best mate of 30 years, he lives not very far from there, and so does my daughter. So it was kind of a bit, Beauty, we're going to see everybody. Somehow I ended up at Beauty and the Beast and then had a gigantic chicken shed on the back of my ute by the time I got to the production, and I had to go and park somewhere where I couldn't get into the car park.
So you're parking on the streets with a chook shed on the back.
Yeah, on the back of the Ford
Is
Ranger.
Is there any chickens in this? Because I just don't put anything past you.
At this point, no chickens.
Okay.
You know but I would have.
You know what I would have loved at that stage? Is for Victor from Victory Ford to drive past, because obviously you drive the Victory Ford Ranger, all, you know, badged up, and see you with a chook shed.
Do you know,
and then him call
shake
in.
His head and go, what? That's Flynn.
Yeah, but then he just checks and sees if there's any eggs.
He would. Actually, he's a pretty practical guy, Victor, I reckon he would, but he wouldn't bat an eyelid at a chicken shed being on the back of the Ford Ranger in a QPAC. But I forgot that it was there. And when I got home,
of course you did.
No, you
just gone down the M1 at 100 km.
Bits coming off it. Lucky I had the net over it because there was quite a few pieces of it in the back of the ute when
you
I got home.
Keep the feathers in.
Yeah. But I completely forgot that it was there. And then I reversed it into my sunshade over the driveway. But it was strange because the sunshade got in between the roof and the walls, and it went completely into the chicken shed.
Oh, so now they've got shade as well.
Yeah.
That's a feature.
If it had two Ford Rangers, I would have just left it where it was.
They got the sunshade upgrade.
Yeah. Driveway disasters. What's happened in your driveway?
Has it ever happened to you, Ellie?
Actually,
your ex-husband, Steve.
Yeah, yeah, this is.
He blamed you.
He absolutely blamed me, which is why, and I didn't find out for years after, this is why I'm happy to publicly declare this over and over. So, yes, Steve, my ex-husband, were running late for something one day, and we'd not long moved into our house at the time. I think we'd been in there for about 3 weeks, and I'd still been bringing stuff to the house, so I'd reverse the van in. We had the Tarago at the time. And so, you know, and normally you just drive nose down. So, yeah, he came down. We were all in the car waiting for him, running late. He gets in. He's already cranky and just immediately shoves it into reverse because you would normally reverse up the driveway straight into the garage.
No!
Yes, and I found out years later he'd been telling his mates it was me.
Oh, absolutely.
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never claimed mine.
Steve.
Yeah, mine was I went to buy a car, a Brougham, pearl white.
Brougham?
Yeah. Ooh. It was, you know, same as this kind of the Premier, the Statesman, the Holden Broughams.
Yeah, right.
And pearl white, unbelievable car. And I reversed it out. I scratched the side of it.
Oh, no.
The door.
That noise.
I had P plates as well, and I can never forget it. I was so shattered, and I didn't buy it, which is even worse.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, you just walked away.
Oh, what? Pay.
92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast with Flan, Ellie and Spider.
My esteemed co-host Spider Everett has dragged out some audio of me claiming I was going to lose 15 kilos by Easter at the end of last year. And here you go, I will declare, if I have not lost 15 kilos by Easter time next year, you can come over to my house and throw away whatever you want. So now apparently I'm on a weight loss journey.
Got me up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Your personal trainer,
come on in, get in here.
Officially, we had a couple trials, but it's been a month.
Okay.
And we've trained once.
Listen, I am committed.
Well, you're here for 4 hours a day. If you've got a bike, if you've got a stepper, if you've got an ab roller, we need it. Andy in Ashmore.
Yes, good morning, guys. I've got a stationary upright bicycle that she could have. I bought it for my wife and she doesn't use it.
Perfect. We love it. We'll have it, Andy.
On Monday.
Okay, here we go.
I was 91.2 kilos.
All right, yes.
Another drum roll.
So today, how many days later? 3 days, 4 days later? I'm at 87.6.
What?
Just work
working on my fitness. He's my witness.
You've got 18 days. Andy in Ashmore said he had a bike.
I thought I might go and get it. So you can ride it for 3 hours today and 4 hours tomorrow.
Okay, it's arrived.
Here we go. Get on it.
All right. You're not allowed to off that until 9 o'clock.
I'm not backing out. No, I'm not.
Stop on the bike. Keep going.
Come on, keep the legs rolling.
You're not stopping.
All right. I want you to think of this show for the next week as a spin class.
Yeah. Just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Well, look, good. I've got to get back on the bike this morning. I wanted to let my porridge go down.
Yeah.
No.
You don't understand. Can I just very quickly, because I know that you're going to talk about a dinner last night because you said that you reckon you put on weight.
Mm.
I'm telling you, in 16 days, yeah. I am going around with a bin and I, this is no joke, I will chuck stuff out. And I was about to swear then, but I'm lucky I didn't.
Does it rhyme with chuck? What you were going to say?
It does. And the thing is, the things that he takes out of there, I'm going to go straight through your bin and I'm going to own them from then on. So basically, Spider gets to clean up and I get to hoard.
You get to hoard it. I know, you mean it.
Went for a run over the weekend.
I did. I went for a 4 kilometre run. Yeah, I did some skipping yesterday morning.
You're a very good skipper.
Thank you, Flan.
The double unders. My God.
Well, you know, I used to be able to do a lot more than that, but anyway.
Okay.
Look, I have been behaved. And you know what I am doing? I am putting it on my socials because I don't want anyone saying, oh, you've done it, that's unhealthy to lose that much weight. Yeah. You know what? No, it's not. I know how indulgent I normally am. I know how lazy I normally am.
I understand. And look, I don't normally bung that voice on. I'm just saying to inspire you.
Yes, exactly.
So last night.
Yeah, last night you faced some temptation.
Well, yeah, look, and I did have, so there was a steak special on the menu.
Ooh,
all right.
Sugar.
This is at, what's the pub at, down Paradise Point, up at Paradise Point.
The Hope Island Tavern there.
Boardwalk Tavern.
No, it's on the main strip there. Anyway, it's beautiful down there, and I feel bad that I don't remember the name. But I had the steak special, and so, look, it had chips with it.
I think I ate
3 chips. That's pretty good.
How did you do that?
But I'm wanting to be really strict with this. I did have the red wine jus, which is also amazing.
Yes.
But I had a couple of glasses of red wine too.
Whoa.
I couldn't help myself.
That's sugary.
Yes.
I know. Alice, I've all been really beautiful good. Steak.
So that bike that you did yesterday, you've just wasted.
Well, I went up 200 grams on the scale.
I even
had a laxative last night.
Oh, Alison.
Oh, you're talking about being
healthy. No, that is healthy. Is my it? Gastroenterologist last year said I should be having one.
I want to know.
Let's deep dive into that.
Yeah. It is an interesting one, though. But I want to know, and fitness people out there, please give us a call, 1-300-925-666, if you have got any tips for Ali.
Mm-hmm.
But you shouldn't weigh yourself every day. You should only wait until that Friday.
I can't help
you
myself.
Have to.
No,
because you weigh by numbers and you can't work by numbers. You've got to work on what you believe in and then just get that result on the Fridays or else.
See, I'd be curious. Even if I went and did a wee, I'd go and weigh myself afterwards.
See, you can't do it because then you're running by the numbers the whole time.
Yeah. But that's what this comp's about. It's about the numbers. I can't help myself at all. I will be weighing myself multiple times. I'm as much chance of not weighing myself every day of you not eating dim sims every day.
There's no chance of that, but I know there's one chance of you jumping on that bike.
Yeah,
come on, get on
it.
All right, here
we go.
Let's get married. He's going to love you.
Let's do it. It's feedback week this week, and we thought, you know what? Who can we get on?
Jack.
It wasn't a tough choice. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, Jack.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Well, for those that don't know what feedback week is, what happens is the couples get to ask, I guess, the other couple that they've had the most controversy with 5 questions. And Lauren and Johnny asked you this. They asked you, do you see yourself having children with Tori? And this is what you said.
So, yeah, absolutely have kids with you.
You're ready.
Yeah. I think time frame for having kids would be probably in the next 2 years.
Ooh. 2 years? I just really hope that, you know, Tori's not buying into it. She keeps saying she's not a fool, but use your brain.
And then Jack, Tori had this to say about your revelation.
Oh my God. The fact that Jack was like, yeah, I'll probably be ready to have kids in 2 years, it was exciting.
Jack, That's a big call.
Isn't she the sweetest?
That's a lot of pressure. So you have declared you want to have children with Tori.
Yeah, my viewpoint on children, it's never been a deal breaker for me, and I do say this to the cameras. If I was in a loving relationship and I was happy and my wife was happy, she wanted children, I'm there for it. If my wife didn't want children, it's not a deal breaker for me either. And at that point, I knew Tori did want children, so obviously they would be on the cards for us if we make it through and end up married.
Jack, why do you think Lauren doesn't believe you when you say that?
Are we talking about Lauren, the lady that calls me a Christmas ham?
Yeah.
Yes, and a liar. She calls you a liar.
Yeah, look, me and Lauren didn't see eye to eye, and I feel like she was more invested in my situation than her own relationship with Jono. So, look, I can't answer that, but she would never let up. She was always coming to burn the house down, and I feel like she, you know, we invited her into our apartment, which mm-hmm. we didn't want, and I think she tried to get some cracks to evolve between Tori and myself, and I don't think she did, to be honest.
Jack, do you think I look at this series and everyone who isn't having a flourishing relationship is turning the torch on somebody else?
They can't do that. It's surprising.
Jack, that's the peanut gallery. Just ignore them.
That's a good call. You make the point of that. It's so relevant. One of my other biggest enemies through the cast is Timothy, and this is a man that's been sleeping in another bedroom on a couch, not sleeping with his wife, and they haven't even shared a passionate kiss at this
point. But what's wrong with that if you haven't?
Well, there isn't anything wrong with it, but I'm not calling him out every second day.
Are we deflecting ourselves, Jack? Seriously, is that an example of what we just spoke about?
No, I'm just bringing it to light. We rock up. I'm happy for everyone to go their own pace in their relationships, and this guy, he's not even kissing his wife at this point, not even sharing a bed, and he just cannot get over the fact that I haven't did the deed with Tori. Let me tell you, by this point of the experiment, we had been fooling around. We had been intimate. We just hadn't done the deed yet.
All right. No, okay.
Well, yeah, don't tell us exactly what you...
We don't
look, Jack,
don't get all romantic.
Do you mind a piece of advice?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, well, short of advice at the moment, Jack.
I would not like to be in your shoes at the moment or your skin-tight pants, but I will say, well, because everyone's hating on you so much, and one thing I will say is, you know, you don't mess with people's emotions, and certainly when it comes to family, one thing I beg you to do or not to do is have children with Tori just to prove the world wrong.
I can assure you I would not do that. We do discuss, I think, through this week that if we were to get out of the experiment, we would move in together, and I do tell the cameras if I'm not in a situation where, you know, I'm feeling love in this relationship, I would not move in with Tori, and I wouldn't have Tori move in with me. So,
yeah, good to know.
Well, Jack, that's, you know, I mean, I'm a massive fan of you. I reckon you're sensational on the show. I think it's fantastic. But
yes,
we spoke to Tristan yesterday, and because it is feedback week,
yep,
okay, I thought it's only right that have a listen to what was said yesterday, and then we'll get the proper feedback that you deserve. Here we go.
All right.
I don't love him all. I didn't say that about Jack.
Jack.
Okay. Oh,
Jack.
I loved him.
Bad boy.
Okay, so Ali said she doesn't like you out of
no,
all.
No, I said I didn't. Don't love him.
No, yeah. Aww. So, yeah, it's feedback week. What don't you like about Jack?
Well, I don't like Jack, and here I am sitting on an exercise bike. That I'm on a massive weight loss
challenge. Okay, what do you like about
Jack? I don't like that he's a PT and he called people whales. Yeah. I think that's really horrible. And you know what? I'm actually worried for you and your career because I don't think there's going to be too many overweight people signing up for your PT classes when you're calling other people whales.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to defend it. I'm just going to apologise. And, you know, obviously I've said it time and time again. It was a joke I made to Lauren about Lauren because we do have the ridiculous banner, but it's still a disgusting joke and I shouldn't have done it. It wasn't
all right.
Obviously something I thought would come out the way it did, and here we are, so there's nothing I can do about it. I regret it. I wish I didn't say it.
All right, good on you for apologising.
See, I like Jack.
Why don't you marry him?
Oh, well, I'm not a married at first sight.
Thanks for your time, Jack.
Yeah, all right, mate.
Oh, no worries, kids. Guys. Thank you.
Okay. It's Triple M Gold Breakfast, Flan, Ali and Spider.
Spider's brain.
You know something that annoys me and it gets on my goat? You know, there's nothing better than getting up early in the morning.
Beautiful.
Go for a stroll on the beach, the foreshore, or even some even through the beautiful parklands of the Gold Coast. Mm. And you know, you hear the birds, or you might hear the waves, and a pleasant walk or a jog, and kids are out there playing. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, a few giggling galahs come past, a few jokers, a few people that are jogging that think their voice is more important than everybody else's out there.
What are they doing?
They talk so loud. Every time they're trying to run, they're trying to run. They just talk so loud.
I've noticed.
You hear the cyclists? Well, joggers are no different. They'll be sitting there, and what about this? Did you make sure you see that last night? What about the... Mate, calm down. For one thing, if you're jogging and you can talk that loud, you're not working hard enough.
I agree.
It's simple.
Yeah.
You don't need to talk. Stop your exercise. Sit down. Have a chat. Grab a coffee. If you want to chat, do that. If you don't want to chat, go for a jog.
Yep.
As my mum Undies always said.
What Undies say?
Yeah. Use your inside voice.
Yes. Hello. Yes.
If you're jogging out there, we all don't want to.
They're outside.
Oh, yeah, true.
They are outside, but use your inside voice outside when you're jogging. That's what Undies always said.
I should have been a lawyer, Al.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Seems like the 790th Academy Awards took place yesterday. It actually started in 1929. Spider, you've just sprayed people who talk loudly. Well, no one talks more loudly and more passionately about the Oscars than Oscar Buzz.
I'm Oscar Buzz, the Jacques Cousteau of celebrity dumpster diving. Well, 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 a long, boring period piece wins the Oscar. If you want to win an Oscar, you gotta be long. You gotta be boring. And you have to be lofty! I mean, how long will it be before Best Picture is won with a biopic of Rodney Duffel, who invented the doorknob? Police! Oppenheimer! The whole movie, only two bombs go off! I know the ending! It's like Titanic, only all the ice melts! And can someone tell me why Bradley Cooper gets nominated? I'll tell you why. It's because the Academy are all the elderly wives of the producers in Hollywood. Bradley Cooper could play a lampshade and get nominated.
I love lamp.
I'm Oscar Buzz and stuff you, Academy.
Triple M Gold would like to let listeners know that whatever Flan says has nothing to do with this station.